Let's celebrate Holi. India's Festival of Colors. Hi, I'm Maya. I love to go on fun adventures in India with my brother Neil. Hi, I'm Neil. We live in Chicago. We just landed in India to celebrate Holi. Come join us. Hi, I am Chintu, the squirrel. I love to join my friends on their trips. This is a map of India. India is a big country. It has many states, languages, festivals, and dances. Holi is one of the most fun festivals of India. It's called Festival of Colors. It's celebrated all over India in many different ways. Maya, Neil, and Chintu meet their cousin Amaya in India. A sister or girl cousin in India is called Diddy. Amaya lives in a big city with tall buildings. I am very excited that he came to visit me, Amaya says. Holi starts tomorrow. You're going to love this holiday. We love an every Indian holiday, Neil says. Tell us about Holi, Diddy. The story of Holi. Once upon a time, an evil king ruled in India. He thought he was the most powerful king of the world. He wanted everyone to pray to him. A brave little boy named Prahlad wasn't afraid of foe. He refused to pray to the evil king. The king tried to scare Prahlad with mean words, but it did not work. Prahlad still refused to pray to him. The king got very angry. He thought of a way to hurt Prahlad. The king's sister, Holika, had a magic power. She could sit in pot fire without getting hurt. The story of Holi. The king made Prahlad sit on Holika's lap in the fire. The king thought the fire would hurt Prahlad, but not Holika. But when they sat in the fire, a magical thing happened. The fire did not hurt Prahlad at all. Instead, Holika disappeared in the fire. Because Prahlad was such a nice boy, the evil king and his sister could not hurt him at all. We celebrate Holi to show that good always wins over evil. A long time ago, people celebrated Holi by burning a bonfire. They put burned wood or ash on their foreheads. Later on, they started using colored powder instead of ash to make it more fun. The kids walk into Amaya's house. They notice beautiful flowers all around. Holi is celebrated during the spring season. This is when many flowers bloom, Amaya explains. Next, Amaya gives them some white clothes. Holi is played with bright colors, so the whiter your clothes are, the more colors you can get on them. Maya and Neil looked worried, but we didn't bring any colors to play Holi with. Maya says, "Don't worry, we are going to the market right now. We will buy lots of Holi colors." Amaya says, "Maya and Neil have never seen a more colorful market. They see heaps of colored powder. Red, blue, pink, green, yellow, purple. This colored powder is called gulal. We put it on each other's face," Amaya explains. Neil picks up something. "That looks like a water gun. What are those, Didi?" he asks. "Oh, this is a pitch curry. You fill it with colored water and spray it on each other," Amaya replies. "We also fill balloons with water and throw them at each other," Amaya says. "Like these?" Maya asks. "Yes, like those," Amaya smiles. The kids clap their hands and laugh. "Just think of all the fun," Chintu asks. "But what about me? I only have brown fur." "Don't worry," Amaya laughs. You'll still have fun." In the evening, neighbors light a bonfire. It burns brightly. The kids join everyone in the neighborhood. "What are they doing, Didi?" Neil asks. "Today is the night before Holi. We call today Chhoti Holi or Mini Holi. Remember how Holika disappeared in the fire? The fire is a symbol of that story. So we call the burning of the bonfire Holika Dahan." The next morning, the kids wake up very excited. "Today is Holi." They started preparing for the day. Amaya says, "Let's bring out our pitch colors and water balloons in the bathroom. Then we won't spill any color in the house." Amaya mixes the colored powder in the big buckets. The kids then fill up the water balloons and pitch chorus with the colored water. They are now ready for Holi. They put on their white Holi clothes and step outside. Maya and Neil don't know the other kids, so the four of them play Holi with each other. They splash red, yellow, blue, pink, green, and purple colors on each other. Splash! Suddenly someone dumps a bucket full of colored water on Neil's head and shouts, "Holi Haley, today is Holi." Maya and Amaya laugh till their sides hurt. is your friend on the day of Holi. Maya says, so let's play with all the other kids. Maya, Neil, and even Chintu join all the kids spraying water and saying, Holi Haley. Soon a man with an Indian drum shows up. Everyone sings and dances with the drums. They leap and shout and laugh. The kids play Holi all afternoon. Then they go home and scrub off the colors. Chintu scrubs too. Finally, Amaya pulls out a giant book and reads to them about the festival. Different places in India celebrate Holi in their own special way, she says. Holi around India. In the city of Ahmedabad, state of Gujarat, they hang a buttermilk pot high up in the air. Boys climb on top of each other to reach it while girls playfully throw colored water on them. The boy who reaches the top and breaks the pot is declared the Holi King. In the state of Manipur, they do a special dance called Daba Chongba. This means moonlight dance. People hold hands and dance in big circles. Holi around India. In the state of Punjab, they celebrate with an event called Hola Mohalla to show strong they are. They stand on running horses or spin massive rings while battling on sticks. They take a plate full of gujia to their neighbor's house. She greets them with a big smile and warm hugs. She invites them in and offers more snacks and dande. Do you see the giant, beautiful moon kid today, kids? The neighbor asks. The moonlight fills up the whole room. Holi is always celebrated on a full moon day when the moon is biggest and roundest, she explains. The kids lean over the balcony to take a better look at the moon. It is almost like the moon is celebrating Holi along with them. We had so much fun today. Holi is one of our favorite festivals now, Neil says. We can't wait for our next adventure. We wonder where that will be. We hope you can join us then. Maya, Neil, and Chinta say, until then, namaste. The end.